What's up, Raider Nation? Welcome to another episode of Down with the Ship. My name is Matty Mayhem, and with me is my partner, Sean Carnage.
What's up, everybody?
And we're here to give you some more Raiders content. We had a big weekend this past weekend, ladies and gentlemen. The draft finally happened. We can finally stop all the conjecture and all the freaking way off mock drafts, you know, because they were all wrong, every single one of them, because nobody knows what these GMs are going to do, especially the Raiders, man. Boy, as a Raider fan, I tell you what, I was so nervous. I'm sure you were too nervous about what the heck the Raiders were going
to
do.
You're always worried they're going to do something dumb or try to, you know, just pull something out of nowhere and end up wrong. So, yeah, I was definitely nervous because it's the first round of the Raiders draft.
Yeah, I mean, of course, Raider Nation, if you go back, just all of the disappointing picks, you know, and again, no disrespect to these players, you know, I mean, I'm sure it's not their fault that they were picked early, but like Cleveland Farrell, not on the team anymore. Jonathan Abrams, not on the team anymore.
Damon Arnett.
Not on the team. Oh, Damon Arnett was the worst. Wherever you are, Damon Arnett, figure your shit out.
Yeah, somewhere else.
Somewhere else. Far, far away from the Raiders. But no, yeah, my goodness, Gruden and Mayock were just the worst drafters, I think, that we've ever had. I mean, Reggie McKenzie wasn't very... I mean, DJ Hayden.
It's crazy because Mayock, he was... You know, you always looked at his mock drafts. That's one thing I was so excited when we got Mike Mayock. I was like, this is the draft guru that you want. And then you look at his drafts and you're like... Garbage.
Well, they say that Gruden is the one that drafted rounds 1 and 2, and then he finally let Mayock start picking in 3, 4, you know, 3 through 7, which is why we got Max Crosby and, you know, Hunter Renfro later on, because that was Mayock. Freaking Gruden, who picked his Gruden grinders. You know, you got to pick these guys that were tryhards. And here's the thing. It's not these players' faults that they were drafted early. It was irresponsible decisions by John Gruden.
Cleve Ferrell is the biggest one that comes out, because I know that guy works hard. He's just not that first-round prospect that the Raiders thought he was. He held his own for like the little spot he had on the team, but you know, in the end, as a first rounder, he's probably better off on another team starting off somewhere new.
Yeah, I think he went to San Francisco. So, you know, good luck to Klee. You know, he seemed like a really good dude. Again, it wasn't his fault he was drafted high. The Raiders, you know, just consistently try to outsmart the league by like, well, everybody thinks that, you know, this player is not that good, but we're gonna take him and then, you know, show them all that they're wrong. And what ended up happening was that the Raiders were wrong and the player wasn't that good. And that's why we're in the position that we're in. But thankfully, Raider Nation, thankfully. Thank you. Thank you.
I like it. The new sound effects. That's good.
Thankfully, Raider Nation, thankfully, we finally had some sanity at the top of our draft. And the Raiders drafted Tyree Wilson out of Texas Tech in round 1. And so we're going to talk about, actually, we'll start with Tyree Wilson. But before we get into that, just let me explain. So we basically have a lot to talk about, you know, with all the different players that the Raiders drafted. And then, of course, all the players that we sign in as unrestricted free agents, you know, players that aren't drafted, you know, they get to choose where they want to go. And usually those players choose teams where they'll have a good chance of making the roster. Because if you get, if you're undrafted, you know, you got a big uphill climb to make the roster. And so those guys are worth talking about as well. I mean, last year, the Raiders had two undrafted free agents, Luke Masterson and Sam Webb, both make the team. And so, of course, there are always opportunities for unrestricted free agents to come in and make a name for themselves and earn a spot on the team. And so they're worth talking about as well. And so what we're going to do is this week, we're going to start out by talking about rounds 1 through 3. Next week, we'll do 4 through 7. And then the week after, we'll talk about unrestricted free agents. Of course, after the draft, there's a long dead period before the season starts. So we're going to need content.
Well, one thing also is there's still some positions in need. And what I was looking at today was there's still a lot of available free agents, you know. And then after the draft, you know, you might see some of these free agents finally start to fill some holes on some teams now that they know what they've done in the draft. So I'm kind of interested to see what's going on with that.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. And I'm sure that I know that the Raiders just restructured the contract of Chandler Jones. And what that means, Raider Nation, is that they basically made it so that they pushed a little bit more of his money down the line. And so we're going to be on the hook for that. And so that means that Chandler Jones is probably going to be on our team for 2 more years. But that freed up some cap space so that they could potentially go out and draft one of these free agents that, you know, Sean just mentioned, you know, maybe some offensive linemen.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe a cornerback.
Yeah, maybe a cornerback. I heard that the Raiders are trying to bring Rock Ya-Sin back.
He seemed like, especially with his age, you know, because I looked at the list today, you know, and above him might be Marcus Peters, but he just seems like he's on his way out. Rock Ya-Sin, I mean, he was all right over here in Vegas, but he's the youngest guy. And if you're trying to keep your team young, he's, you know, maybe try to just fill a position, he might be worth bringing back.
I think he would come in and immediately be one of the captains because, yeah, you know, he was here last year.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, but let's start this week. Let's focus this week on rounds 1 through 3. And like we mentioned already, the Raiders went ahead and drafted Tyree Wilson out of Texas Tech, which we talked about on this podcast. We talked about Tyree Wilson as a potential first-round target in the draft for the Raiders because, again, the Raiders needed defense all over. Defensive line, linebackers, cornerbacks. We needed defense. Our defense was bottom of the barrel. And so going out and getting a player like Tyree Wilson was a great get, I would say. I mean, some people even argued whether or not Tyree Wilson wasn't the best edge defender in this draft. Obviously, Tyree Wilson's statistics are the first thing that pop out on you. I mean, dude's 6'6", 271 pounds. His wingspan is longer than Max Crosby's,
yeah,
which is crazy. Max Crosby has such a big wingspan.
He's the condor.
Yeah, they call him the condor. So from fingertip, with his arms outstretched from fingertip to fingertip, Max Crosby already has an incredible wingspan. And Tyree Wilson's is longer than Max Crosby.
What are they going to call Tyree? I mean, we got the condor. There's going to be something's going to come up. I'm curious to see what it ends up being. There must be a bird with longer. Oh, it was the Tyree Dactyl. That's what it was. The Tyree Dactyl, dude.
Hey, that might catch on. I like that. Tyree Dactyl. Well, here's the thing about Tyree Wilson. The dude was just a monster on the line. He's a monster in the run game. That's first and foremost. Yeah. You got to be able to set the edge. And you don't run by him. He also obviously has a great get off. He's a guy that I've read is going to get better as he puts on even more weight. Basically, he's a young guy, but he's a monster already, and he's just going to get bigger. So, you know, Tyree Wilson is what they would call a high ceiling player because he is only going to get better. You know, they said Will Anderson was high floor, which means that, you know, he's going to be good primarily, but low ceiling, which means he's probably already hit what he's capable of. Tyree Wilson is high ceiling. I mean, basically the sky's the limit. You know what Tyree Wilson's player comp was?
What?
Chandler Jones.
Oh,
they basically said nice. Tyree Wilson is another Chandler Jones, but Chandler Jones in his prime. We have Chandler Jones kind of on the, you know, at the end of his career. So he'll be good kind of to mentor Tyree Wilson and pass the torch.
Which is great. You know, I love having those veteran mentors. You know, who's the guy from the Giants that came over to our team and kind of like...
Justin Tuck.
Justin Tuck, to me, like that really made an impact in the locker room. You know, he brought his Super Bowl rings in and kind of showed these young guys, look, I've done it. Look at it, how I prepare myself for these games and model your game after that. And I think that's great to have in the locker room.
Well, what's great too is that, it, you know, what they'll probably do is now Chandler Jones won't have to play every rep,
yeah,
you know, or even Max won't have to play every rep. You know, they yeah. got Max Crosby
100,
playing
like 100.
100% of the reps. And he still is like going 1,000 miles an hour in the fourth quarter, but now maybe they can give him a break, you know. But what they'll probably do is they'll mix in Tyree Wilson with Chandler Jones and get him off the field. I've also heard, and this is also super important, Raider Nation, the way that Patrick Graham's defense runs is they switch it up from 3-4 to 4-3, different alignments. They move guys around on the line, so they want a guy that's going to be able to play inside and outside. And I've heard that Tyree Wilson can actually move into defensive tackle and rush, you know, on third downs. Then you can have Chandler Jones, Tyree Wilson, and Max Crosby yes. rushing the quarterback.
That's been definitely a thing of emphasis for these coaches, even on the offensive line. You know, he likes the players to be able to rotate and play different positions, and so does Patrick Graham. And to me, it's like it shows a little bit smarter a player that knows those two roles. And if he's in one role, he knows what the other guy should be doing. And that's how that line works as a unit. So I think that's a great thing to have, too.
Most definitely. Yeah, Tyree Wilson, great pickup. They're saying that Matt Sims was on Pro Football Talk talking about how he ranks Tyree Wilson above Will Anderson. He says that Tyree Wilson is a much better player, that he is a surefire thing. And that's what you want in a first-round draft pick. You want a guy that's going to come in and just be a surefire ass kicker. And that is Tyree Wilson. So what would you say, Tyree Wilson overall grade? I would give it an A-. Defensive line was definitely a major need. need. It's not the guy necessarily that I wanted. You know, I would have preferred Jalen Carter, but, you know, with Tyree Wilson, you don't have the character issues. You know, he's a clean prospect. I will say the one thing about Tyree Wilson that kind of brings him down grade-wise for me is the fact that he did have that, I think it was a knee injury he had, or it was a foot injury, one of the two. But everybody says that he's going to be fine by training camp, so we'll give him a grade of an A-. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to go with A- on that one as well. You get a guy like that, he's gotten better every year. I think it's a good pick. I think it's somebody you can work and get and become a better football player, so A- it is.
I'm going to tell you, Raider Nation, round two is where we got my favorite pick in this draft. It was unexpected. Yeah, so we jumped up. Pick number two, I think.
Yeah, we had the seventh pick on the second day, and then we moved up to the second pick.
Yeah, and
so five spots.
The Raiders moved up five spots to draft Michael Mayer, tight end out of Notre Dame. Now, this draft was one of the deepest drafts for tight ends in the last 10 years. They're saying that like there were five potential Pro Bowl tight ends coming out. And the one that the Raiders drafted, Michael Mayer, this guy was a potential first round draft pick. As a matter of fact, I saw Michael Mayer basically on a player ranking list at like number 15 overall. That's how good he is. They call this kid Baby Gronk. He's 6'5", 250 pounds. He blocks way better than Darren Waller. This guy's going to make us forget about Darren Waller, Raider Nation. They call him Baby Gronk for a reason. The guy has soft hands. He runs good routes. He doesn't have elite speed, but it's good enough. And I think that's the part of his game that is the weakest, is his speed isn't, you know, necessarily what Darren Waller's was. But you don't need that as a tight end. It's not like he's going to be, you know, streaking down the field and trying to outrun cornerbacks. This guy is basically going to use the route tree. He's going to use his shiftiness, his ability to run routes in order to get open in the short to intermediate field vicinity. He's going to be a safety blanket for Jimmy G, just like Rob Gronkowski was a safety blanket for Tom Brady. I mean, that's what this guy offers. What are your thoughts on Michael Mayer, Sean?
Well, first of all, after the Raiders made that trade to move up to the second pick in the second round, I was really thinking they were going to go with Hendon Hooker. I didn't know how I felt about it. You know, like once we started going with defense, I'm like, let's just stick with defense. And then they selected this tight end. He seems like a Raider, you know, like I think there was like a quote where he's just like, he loves to hit people hard and bury him into the ground or something like that. And I go, oh yeah, that's a Raider right there. You know, and with that big body, he doesn't need to be that fast, but I'd love to have that big body out there in the red zone, which the Raiders need to improve in. But I've seen some catches that he's made, and he's got impressive hands. But most importantly is that blocking, you know, like open the lanes up for Josh Jacobs. Our run blocking was pretty good last year, you know. Let's just keep making that better and protecting the quarterback, which is Jimmy G, because that's all we got now that we didn't draft a quarterback. Or no, we ended up getting a quarterback, but now that we have Jimmy G and Brian Hoyer, you don't want to get Jimmy G hurt. You already know what's going to happen with that if that does happen. So happy to get this tight end and look forward to seeing him play.
Actually, you know what? I've seen him comped as
Cowboys.
Jason Witten, yes. Obviously, but also Mark Andrews from Baltimore.
Oh, nice.
So again, if that's the guy we're getting, you know, then we are definitely going to have a apt replacement for Darren Waller in our system. And if not an apt replacement, a significant upgrade. Because again, you know, being able to pass block as a tight end and being able to have that aggressiveness to run block as a tight end, you just need that. That's old school smash mouth football. And that's what, you know, we want the Raiders to be.
Yeah. And he's going to have, who is it, Austin Hooper that we just picked up? He's going to have Austin Hooper and maybe O.J. Howard if he makes the team. So a couple of veterans right there that, you know, I feel pretty comfortable having, show him the ropes here in the NFL.
Yeah, that's a pretty great tight end room there, you know.
Absolutely.
O.J. Howard, Austin Hooper, and Michael Mayer.
Both have proven themselves, you know, and done stuff. I mean, I know O.J. Howard's a little more on the way out, but, you know, he's been a Pro Bowl before.
So, I mean, we wanted all defense, Raider Nation. I mean, we knew we needed it, but Michael Mayer is such a great pickup, tight end. And, the media gave us an A+ on that pick. I mean, what getting great value, getting a first-round talent in the second round, I mean, you definitely have to be happy with that. So cheers to Ziegler and McDaniels for making that pick.
He might be my favorite pick in the draft that we got. Like, honestly, he was the one I got most excited about once you started seeing what he could do.
All right, let's move on to the pick that the Raiders snagged in the third round. Byron Young, Alabama defensive tackle, was probably one of my least favorite picks. I just feel like they could have done better here. Now, granted, I mean, the guy played at Alabama, so obviously he's going to have some talent. 6'3", 294 pounds. I heard he's a run-stuffing defensive tackle. You know, he's got the size for it. I mean, you want your defensive tackles to be around 300 pounds, because if you're 300 pounds, you're hard to move, you're hard to run on. I think a bit of a reach there as far as Byron Young. I think that there were better players on the board that they could have had. You know, what do you think? What are your thoughts on Byron Young?
He's not going to put up the sacks that you would like an Aaron Donald or something. You know, he's definitely not that guy. But I think more so he's just like an anchor in the middle of that line. He's just a run-stuffing guy. And, I mean, maybe somebody that's kind of rotated out or something, you know, if it's a for-sure run play, you know, you put him in. And if it's a passing play, you kind of just take him out of the game until he kind of gets a little more. Maybe he learned some pass rush skills from Max Crosby or something. Raiders used to get gashed on the line all the time. I hated when teams would just run the ball on us. It's like the most like demeaning way of losing a football game is just running the ball down a team's throat, and we were always just getting ran on. And so if we can, like, just, you know, hold up the middle of that defensive line, I'm excited about that for sure.
You take two defensive tackles in the draft last year. They barely played. So maybe their hope was that those guys are going to get a shot this year to start, you know, on that line. I know we didn't bring back Billings. I know Billings was our best defensive tackle. So, I mean, it was definitely a need. And taking a defensive tackle from a school like Alabama, you know, I mean, I guess that from that perspective, it makes sense. I would give this draft pick a B in that it's probably...
Position of need.
It was a position of need. You know, we need a run stuffer. That's exactly what he does. You know, so they're not going to run down the middle. Plus, Matthew Butler and Neil Farrell are actually more pass rushers. So maybe, you know, now instead of a defensive tackle that's a pass rusher, they just went for the run stuffer, yeah, which, you know, we definitely needed. All right, so we're going to finish talking about Trey Tucker. Now, again, Raider Nation, nothing against the player. I'm sure that Trey Tucker out of Cincinnati is a great dude. I'm sure he's a great wide receiver. You know, I'm sure he tries hard. But for me, when the Raiders picked Trey Tucker, I was pretty angry, I would say. I think that it felt like a Gruden, Mayock type move. You know, it's like, we need defense. There were some great cornerbacks on the board. There were some great linebackers on the board. There's some great defensive tackles and safeties on the board. And the Raiders take a slot receiver out of Cincinnati, 5'9", 182 pounds. Now, the guy's a burner. He's definitely, he's a kick returner. He's a punt returner. But at 5'9", the guy's like Hunter Renfro size, which means that he's gonna get hit, he's gonna get hurt. To me, this was just such a wasted pick. I was really disappointed. Again, nothing against Trey Tucker, but I'm pretty sure Raider Nation, that if you polled most of Raider Nation, this would be the player that had us basically, you know that meme? You know that meme of the guy
that turns around, puts his hood back on?
He turns around, he puts his hood on. That is a classic meme. I wonder what that dude thinks about that, the fact that that's become a meme at this point.
I always try to find that thing so I could just use it in a bunch of different things in life, you know, like the wife asks you to do something you don't like, you can just send her that meme.
Yeah, I mean, so let's talk about Trey Tucker really quick. So the guy, you know, obviously he's a burner. He runs really fast. You know, he's a competitive dude. He's obviously returned kicks for touchdowns. I mean, that's what the guy's going to be. He's basically going to be a kick returner for us. And I mean, I guess we need it. We don't have any good kick returns. Like you had mentioned on a previous podcast, when was the last time we returned a kickoff for a touchdown?
Forever.
I mean, it just doesn't happen, right? But the problem with this dude is his catch radius is small because he's a small dude. When you put him up against bigger corners, he's going to get knocked, you know, off of his routes. And then like Hunter Renfro, who it feels like they're probably going to trade now, you know, because this guy is basically Hunter Renfro. But like Hunter Renfro, he's going to get hit once, he's going to get a concussion, and it'll just... It'll mess him up for the rest of the season. I mean, I don't know. I don't see it with this player. I really don't. I feel like there were so many opportunities to be had at the end of the third round. And I think what makes it worse is this was pick 100, and this is the player that we got for Darren Waller. You know what I mean? It's like we traded Darren Waller away for a kick returner that probably will be like our fifth wide receiver on the depth chart. Just doesn't make any sense to me. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I didn't like this pick based on the amount of holes that we had on defense. I didn't see it even coming. Immediately, I thought of Gruden kind of just being an offensive-minded guy and just give me all the offensive weapons, you know, and McDaniels is kind of the same, and it's kind of like, I don't care what the defense is. Just give me the offensive weapons, and I was like, maybe that's why I did it. I kind of had to talk my way into this, like liking this guy, and started thinking, okay, well, maybe he's going to use him kind of like the Wes Welker, Damian Amendola, you know, maybe have both Hunter Renfro and him in there. I mean, to me, I think Hunter's more proven You know, I've seen what he can do. It's just a matter of staying healthy. But this guy's got the same size. You know what I mean? So you're just going to keep washing up 5'9", you know, 180-pound players and let him get hurt and get the next one? Or, I mean, I don't know exactly what the plan is. But with all the positions we needed on defense, I was not happy with this pick.
Yeah, I will offer this little tiny bit of optimism, though, Raider Nation. Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is known for what?
Speed.
His speed, right? And again, just like Trey Tucker, Tyreek Hill is only 5'10". So he's only 1 inch taller than Trey Tucker. And Tyreek Hill ran the 40 in 4.29 seconds. Trey Tucker ran it in 4.4. So, you know, obviously Tyreek Hill is going to be faster. But, you know, that's still pretty fast. So, you know, if Trey Tucker becomes like a poor man's Tyreek Hill, cool. I mean, that ends up being a good pick. You know what I mean? Yeah. But for now, I'd say that if I were to grade this draft pick, and again, nothing against Trey Tucker. I'm sure he's a great player, and he could potentially be, like we said, Tyreek Hill, a poor man's Tyreek Hill. I would say I got to give this pick a C minus. I'm not going to give him a D because obviously there is potential, and we did need a kick returner. Like if we didn't need a kick returner at all, then I'd say a D. There's no way we need a defense more. But like I give it a C minus because of the need at kick returner. But of course, now that we have Trey Tucker, I mean, I guess it's bye-bye Hunter Renfro. There's no way they keep both.
If we end up using this pick to kind of trade away and get something on defense, then I'll give it a higher grade. But I'm going to go ahead and just give it a D+, just because of the people that were there available and the positions that we needed to fill. And just, you know, I mean, I don't know the value right there. So I'm going to say D+.
So that's rounds 1 through 3, Raider Nation. And, you know, we had some, I would say the first three rounds was a success. I mean, like I said, the first two were home runs. Yeah. In my opinion,
great.
You know, in the third round, you know, I would say, you know, Byron Young. Yeah, he was okay. He was okay. Trey Tucker, but you know, it remains to be seen. You know, as far like I said, he could end up being as good as Tyreek Hill. You know, and if that's what we get, then. Grand slam, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we can't get any worse than the previous five drafts that we've had. So, I mean, that's at least good to think about.
Yeah, it really felt like the adults were running the draft this
finally.
Year, didn't it? Like, you know, nobody in, besides maybe the Trey Tucker pick, the media was basically pretty kind to the Raiders and their picks. So, you know, it's nice to finally have some sanity in the draft room.
The
war rooms, yeah. So that was refreshing. But anyways, we should end there because again, we're getting a little bit low on time. But next weekend, we will cover rounds 4 through 7.
A lot of other players.
Lots of things to talk about. And of course, the unrestricted free agents that have been signed, and then of course, the potential free agents, like you said, that the Raiders could go back and pick up. Before we go, though, we definitely want to thank you guys for listening in and continuing to give us an opportunity to provide you with Raiders content.
Thank you.
It definitely, you know, it warms the heart to see the, you know, how many people keep subscribing. You know, it means a lot to us. And we just, appreciate and ask that if you have any other Raiders fans or family members that maybe don't know about Down With The Ship, you know, give us a shout out or you know, send them our way.
Yeah, we don't got any commercials or anything, you know, like that we got out there where people are going to hear about us. So it's all word of mouth right now, you know, word of mouth and social media. So if you guys, you know, got a social media account, go ahead and post us on there. You see somebody at work that you find is a Raider fan, you know, go ahead and hit them up, let them know Down With The Ship podcast anywhere they're available. And you know, that's just how we keep growing this thing and take kind of pride in it because it's yours as well. You know, this is for everybody.
By the way, Raider Nation, we are on social media. We are at DWTS Raiders on Instagram and Twitter. So find us on there, add us, you know, ask us questions, give us feedback, give us reviews, tell us we're great, tell us we suck. Let us know what we can do to make this podcast better because we are, of course, making this for all of you and we want this to be what you need it to be. And so if you could reach out and give us that feedback, that would be much appreciated.
Yes, yes.
All right, so I guess final thoughts, round 1 through 3. I loved it. I thought it was good, man. I mean, it was nice to finally have some sanity back in the war room, like we said before. And, you know, I can't wait until next week to talk about the other rounds.
Yeah, I'm excited. I like these guys. I think it was a good draft for the Raiders this year. and you won't know till they hit the field or till they make the team. But, you know, just on paper, I think we did good.
All right. Well, thank you once again, Raider Nation, for listening in to Down With The Ship. This has been Matty Mayhem with my co-host Sean Carnage, and we'll see you next week when we cover rounds 4 through 7 of the NFL Draft.
Peace out.